This is your host, David Yanez, and you are watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of what we do every single day, how we're trying to put the anointing in the messages that we have to minister to you, to change things. I believe in those that are hearing right now are going to be healed through the airwaves. Those that are hearing right now and watching this show are going to be delivered. Things are going to break for you. Things are going to change for you because God's anointing is being released even now. As we speak right now, God's anointing is changing and shaping and moving things in your life. We believe it. We pray that you believe it. We pray that God is able to move in a great way and change things like needs to be changed in your life. Now, I know that we've been talking about different things. This week we talked about stirring up the faith. That's our theme for the week. In fact, let me read you the scripture for that. What is our scripture for the week, friends? Where I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up what I, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. There's a gift that was put on you. There's a gift that was put on you that only God can do it, that only God can change it, move it, and it's only God that can lift up that anointing that's in you. There's a gift in you that God has put together that has changed things in your life, and you have to believe it. You have to believe it. You have to receive it. You have to say, God, I know that you can do this. We talked to you this week a little bit about meeting people where their faith was. I told you the story of the centurion, which said, hey, you don't have to come to my house. You can pray right here, Jesus, and my servant will be healed. And Jesus met him where his faith was. And he was amazed by great faith because he understood what it took. The authority, the anointing that Jesus had, he understood it. And we told you about Izzy, my niece that got healed through surgery, how record time, record rehabilitation and no pain happened because we met her where her faith was. She said, can't believe that he can just do it instantly, but I can believe the doctors, God will use the doctors. And we went with her in faith and believed, and God honored her request, and she's walking. She's no longer crooked on her back or her legs. She's healed. We talked to you again about stirring up the faith, and we said that you have to do things you don't want to do. Just like Naaman. Had to not be angry, but just go do what the prophet told him to do, and he got his healing. Just like the lady in Kenya, when I looked at her, I did not want to touch that neck, nor did I want to touch the stomach of the guy in San Diego. But I said, Lord, it's not my will, but thy will. Let me decrease so you will increase. And I said, Lord, I don't want to touch it. But God said, touch him, and I did. And both those individuals were healed. I wasn't angry. I wasn't upset. I just was grossed out. But I'm telling you this because I want you to stir the gift up within you. The third thing I want to talk to you about is to seize your miracle. Seize your miracle. That is the next thing that you need to do in your walk is to seize your miracle. What do you mean seize your miracle? When there's an anointed man, when there's a person of great faith, there's a person walking that you know that there's tangible miracles around them, healing, anointing. Jesus showed us this example. Jesus was walking, and as he was walking, someone touched his garment. This story can be found in, I believe, Luke 8, 12, no, 13 through 48. 13 to 48. And as Luke In Luke, it talks about the story of the, no, it's Luke, yeah, 13. Why do I have 13? Yeah, 13 through 40, 43 through 48. I got it right, 43, excuse me, Luke 8, 43 through 48. Anyways, despite my confusion, don't be confused. Luke 8, 43 through 48. My wife tells me my handwriting's horrible, and I have to agree. Anyway, the woman went over and touched the hem of garment. The Bible says that a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped or staunched. And Jesus said, when all who touched me went on denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee and sayest, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody that touched me, for I perceive the virtue is gone out of my body. Now I felt that. I can feel the anointing of God when I pray for people. Even now I can feel the anointing picking up and moving and leaving me to you. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And when the woman saw that she came trembling and falling down before him, and she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed. And he said unto her, daughter, be comforted of thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen. Amen. That's an amazing scripture. She purposed in her heart. She seen the master walking. She seen the anointing of God healing people. She's heard the stories. She understood that this man was not only a man, but he was Jesus, the Messiah, the chosen one, anointed, full of authority, full of power. And she said, if I can only touch, just touch the hem of his garment, I know that God will do it. She's seen this going in front of her, and she seized the moment to touch him. She seized that moment that God will move. We have to have that same attitude. We have to seize the moment that God has put an anointing in front of us. We need to seize it no matter what. No matter what, we have to seize it, because that's the miracle. So if you see anointing happening in front of you, just like this lady, you have to seize it. You have to go after it. You have to make an effort to get healed by getting in front of it. We'll be right back in just a bit. God bless.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation and miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith, and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for, to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone. whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Gannon. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Hey, amigos. You're watching Rev Media TV. Don't blink.
Hi, welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and we're excited to see what God is doing. Amen. We've been talking about stirring up the faith, stirring up your gifts, stirring up the things that are in you. Shared you several examples, and we finished this last segment by talking about the lady that touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was healed. She purposely put herself in a position to get healed. Now, I'm remembering stories of when I was in India and Kenya and different places where people put themselves out there in front of me to get healed. And it was amazing because we're seeing healings happening throughout their entire services. In India, we're in this remote village in outside of Bhubaneswar, in this remote village, and we're out there ministering the gospel. And there's literally 1,000 people inside this building. Prayed for as many as I can. In fact, at that point, I was so tired. I was sitting on a chair, and my crusade director had my hands and was laying her hands on people and saying, in the name of Jesus, and David Yanis' hands be healed. In the name of Jesus, and David's hands. He got both hands going, and crowds were walking by, and they were getting healed. But when I finally got my strength back, drank some water, and I'm heading to go and head out to the Jeep. It's our last time we're going to be there. I'm out there walking, and as I'm walking, there's this young girl that she just cuts me off. And most of the time when you leave in a country or leave in a village like that, the kids are out there shaking your hand. They're smiling. They're laughing. It's a joyous time. But as I went through there, this young girl came up and she kind of cut me off, and I said, oh, she must have wants to say goodbye. So I put my hands out to shake her hands, and as I put my hand out, she put my hand over one ear. And then she took my other hand and put it over the other ear. And I looked at her, and I'm wondering, this is a weird way to say goodbye. But guess what? Her friend said, she's deaf. And I'm like, what? She's deaf. I'm like, oh, she wants prayer. And she her friend goes, heal her. She's deaf. I go, well, let's see what the Lord does. And I just put my hands on her ears, and I start praying that prayer. I start praying that prayer with my hands on her ears. And this is what happened. Tears came down her side of her eyes. Tears came down this side of the eye. And God was starting to heal this young girl. It's amazing. She put herself in front of the miracle. She stepped in front of the man. She put herself in front to get a miracle. She said, I know that this man has seen miracles. I know that this man talks of a Jesus that heals. I know this man has laid hands on people in the name of Jesus, and they've been recovered their sight. They've recovered their ears. Their bones have been fixed. Sickness has left them. She said, I am not going to let this man leave till he blesses me. When I was in Wisconsin, I was just finished praying for everyone in the entire prayer line. I'm resting in the office and with the pastor, eating some fruit and drinking some water. I think I had a juice box. I don't know what I had. But anyway, Pastor Cheryl and Pastor Gary had me there at their church in Wisconsin, and I'm praying. And this lady walks in, and she goes. They go, Sister, we're visiting, having some time with the brother. Can you wait a few minutes? And she goes, nope. And she shut the door and she locked the door and she came walking in front of me. And she goes, he's not leaving till my knee is healed. And I looked at the pastor, and the pastor looked at me, and we both do this, like, okay, great. So I went over there and I put my hands on her knee. And I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And that anointing hit her knee so hard that she hit the ground. She got up and she checked her knee. She bent down. She moved them up and down. And she looked at me and she goes, you may go now. And she left. Putting yourself in front of the miracle. Getting in front of it and saying, God, I know the miracle is here. There's something when you stir up your gift and you go in front of someone anointed that God will release that miracle to you. Now, God is an amazing God. He's an awesome God. And apparently, people know that. Amen? Because they come from everywhere to get in front of the miracle. My lady come from Cleveland, Ohio, all the way to Los Angeles, California, just to get prayed on, and she received her miracle. We had a lady on a flight from Philadelphia come in, and she had surgery two years before. Her cancer was gone, but she still lived with the pain. God healed her that day in Katy, Texas. We had a young lady jump on a bus from Philadelphia and go all the way to Augusta, yes, your wonderful, wonderful city, Augusta, Georgia, to my healing service, and God had touched her body and healed her. We had a lady from Alabama drive all the way up to Nashville. She suffered with herpes, and her back was hurting, and some other things, and God healed her of the back and the other things, and when she got home, guess what? The doctor said she had no more herpes. God was able to do an amazing miracle because why? They put themselves in front of the anointing. Not me, but God's anointing. And God was able to touch them in many, many ways. Different cities, different services. God moved and touched them, and God did wondrous things for them because that's what God does. God did wondrous things for them because that's what God does. He's able to move. He's able to change. He's able to shape. But we got to meet him in the ways that we meet him, whether it's meeting people by their faith, whether it's doing things we don't want to do, or whether it's seizing your miracle. You go and you get what God has by stepping in front of the anointing and saying, God, I believe. I believe. Well, I want to tell you right now that God's going to heal your body. He's going to change it. He's going to change it right now. And I believe in Jesus' name that the anointing is on you and that healing is happening now, that miracles are happening now, that finances are broken through now, that deliverance happens, depression is gone now. Because I know God is a wondrous God and his anointing is a powerful, powerful, powerful anointing. I just felt it move right now. I just felt the anointing move again. God is healing people right now. Reach towards your device or your screen and receive the miracle that God is doing for you right now. Stir up the gift that's within you. 2 Timothy 1:6, stir it up because God is about to do great things for you. Amen, 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 amen. Well, I want to tell you to stay tuned. We're not done yet. We have another great Igniter of Faith session, and that segment starting in just a few minutes. God bless.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, Just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation and miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148, or write down 148 Ignite, so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Miles Monroe, and you are watching Rev TV Media Network. I am excited about the work that is happening here at Rev TV. Stay tuned for programming that can change your life.
Welcome to our Ignite Our Faith session. This is your host, David Yannis, and I believe God's going to do some miracles for you while you watch this. We're going to talk today about igniting your faith, releasing your miracle. Every time I preach, every time I teach, I believe that your faith is going to be ignited. What it ignites, it comprehends, it understands, it receives what God is trying to bring to you, which is your miracle. And it's like, I understand, Lord, I get this. That's what happens when your faith ignites. Today, I have a very special miracle that happened in Lima, Peru, when a brain-damaged girl received Jesus and was healed. She was brain damaged 2 years ago in a car accident. This is her pastor. And as you can see, she's up there. People are holding her. But what happened was, when I was preaching and I was calling for the altar call, I looked at her directly in her direction. And I said, don't let anything stop you from receiving Jesus. Don't let anything keep you from keeping your heart with the Lord. Don't let the devil stop you from getting your miracle today. Come up here, get saved. She grabbed on people's shoulders, made her way. She went and seized her miracle. She received Jesus, but she also got healed. This is everybody crying, and they know the story. She's standing there. They're all looking to see if she's going to walk. She gave her heart to the Lord, and then I went and laid hands on her, and I came back, and she started to walk, and God did a miracle for her. As you can see, she's not holding on this hand. She's just about to let go of that hand, and God did a miracle there in this wonderful, wonderful Lima, Peru, Central City. God did this miracle, and let's watch the video of what God did.
She got an accident last December.
Wow.
She was like in ER for 13 days.
Cuidados intensivos.
doctors didn't give you any hope of life.
And she could walk. She could walk again, or no? I mean, before
she had like a head fracture.
Oh, wow.
And they told her that he would never like walk the same. And the sister was like fasting and making all this.
Amen. As you can see, the pastor was excited. I didn't have to do it. I just threw the microphone to him and said, hey, you take care of it. I have 100 more people or so to pray for. I have the other side of the crowd because, you know, it's God doing this, not me. He got the microphone, surprised that I threw it to him, and he's led her the rest of the way. As you've seen, he was excited about what God was doing, and he knew the language. He understood the culture. He knew how to get her faith going so she can get the rest of her miracle. She took her first 6 steps right here. And you've seen it. God bless you. Thank you for watching. Know that God is able to do wonderful things for you, and he's able to change the very things around you. He's able to bring the things that you need, just like this young woman, this brain damaged girl, just like she was. Now she's healed. Now she's no longer brain damaged. Now God did miracles for her. God could do the same miracle for you. Now this is all the way in Lima, Peru, but wherever you at, God will do that miracle. God bless you. Thank you for watching today. I want you to get my latest book, Igniter of Faith. I tell you what, it will challenge your faith. It'll make your faith soar when you hear the stories, the testimonies, but most of all, it'll fill you with the Word of God, which is required to get your miracle. If you're not in the Word of God, if you're not around people of believers that know that God does miracles even today, then your miracle may not come to you. But if you're around people that are excited about God, that know the Word of God, and you're constantly have it in front of you, I guarantee you, you're so close to that miracle. Igniter of Faith will help ignite your faith to finally get the miracle that you've been looking for. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.